you guys, welcome back to my podcast. And so I'm super excited because I'm doing this series for Christian therapists. This is for those who are emerging and existing Christian therapists who wants to learn how to incorporate the Holy Spirit into your counseling sessions with your clients. Over the years, I have been asked This series is for those who want to learn how to incorporate. This series is for emerging and existing Christian therapists who desire to incorporate the Holy Spirit into your counseling sessions. Listen, over the years, I have been asked so many times, how do you do that? And people have asked me about my own particular journey. And so in this series, I'm going to be answering some of the most frequently asked questions and also share with you some of my knowledge, experience, and also what God has given me to share with you all to help increase your faith and to learn how to really incorporate God into your sessions. Also, don't forget to purchase my new book called Holy Spirit-Led Counseling Sessions, Unleashing Your Impact as a Christian Therapist. Also, you can apply for my mentorship program for emerging and existing Christian therapists who desire to have community, training, resources, and access to our monthly Zoom meeting. Listen, I'm so excited. Thank you so much for listening, and I pray that this series will bless you. And don't forget to like, subscribe, and also to leave me a review on this series. So I'll talk to you in just a moment. Hello, welcome back to my YouTube channel. My name is Shakita Torres. I am a licensed therapist. And so as you can see by today's title, it is called, Can I Call Myself a Christian Therapist? Over the years, I have gotten this question and seen it in Facebook groups I'm in. I've seen it in a variety of areas where people are afraid to call themselves a Christian therapist, or they believe you have to go to a Christian school in order to call yourself a Christian therapist. And so I want to debunk some of these myths here and just let you guys know what I found out in my research. So first and foremost, a Christian therapist, to me, is someone who is able to counsel people mentally and spiritually and also biblically. So a Christian therapist, to me, is someone who knows how to bring all that to the therapy room as needed by the leading of the Holy Spirit. Okay. To me, that involves being prayerful. To me, it is a lifestyle. Lifestyle meaning that you're not just coming to therapy to just teach and preach to your clients, but also in your private time, are you studying in the Word of God? Do you have a relationship with the Holy Spirit? All that matters, because I've heard people say over the years, I've went to go see a Christian counselor before, but working with you is different. Now, I'm not saying that to, you know, boast on myself or brag on myself or anything of that nature, but what was missing was Holy Spirit. They had all the biblical knowledge. They had all the, you know, training clinically, which is great, but they did not understand the leading of the Holy Spirit. And it matters. It's powerful. And so also, you do not have to go to a Christian university in order to call yourself a Christian therapist or a Christian counselor. OK, and also you don't have to call yourself a Christian therapist at all. If you don't want to, you can just say you're a therapist that also provides Christian counseling. That is ethical. There is no jurisdiction. There is no law that states that you have to have all these credentials and all these licensure from a university in order to call yourself as such. So I want to encourage you to do what the Holy Spirit is leading you to do. I shared in my first video how initially, you know, I was a little nervous about calling myself that because I did not want to leave anyone out. But as God continued to work with me and show me, you know, what I'm called to, who I'm called to, it was very clear to me that primarily I'm called to the body of Christ, primarily for Christian leaders to help them to heal on purpose and give them a safe space to be able to heal while Holy Spirit is involved. And so I'm so excited about this series. I hope that you are too. And I will continue to share nuggets and tips that I have learned over the years. And also, you can purchase my new book called Holy Spirit-Led Counseling Sessions, A Guide for Christian Therapists. And you can also apply to be a part of my mentorship program if you feel led to. So thanks again for watching, and I'll talk to you next time. Thank you so much for tuning in to today's episode. Our prayer is that this podcast episode has blessed you. Don't forget to go and subscribe and leave us a raving review. If you would like to sow into this ministry or to this podcast, Pain, Passion, and Purpose, you can do so at anchor.fm/Pain, Passion, and Purpose or Cash App $Shakita Torres. Thank you so much, and I will talk to you next time.